Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got breaking Met news. No pun intended. Remember when the Mets said that x-rays were negative on Kevin Plawecki's left hand?
He broke his hand.
He broke his hand, Joe.
I'm not surprised. So what did they do catching-wise now?
Well, they
haven't, bring in Lobaton now?
Well, they haven't confirmed anything. This is according to Mike Puma in the New York Post that Kevin Plawecki broke his hand. The Mets have not, as of yet, publicly said anything other than a couple of days ago, x-rays were negative.
That's what they said.
So I don't know if they were lying or if the x-ray couldn't tell it was broken. I don't know.
Here's the funny thing. Maybe the catching situation is actually going to get upgraded now. Think about that.
It really could.
I mean, really. I mean, let's be honest. If there's one area that the Mets could afford to have these kind of injuries, it's the two catches. Because maybe Lobaton and Nito are better. Maybe they could actually throw somebody out.
Wow.
Maybe.
Isn't anything better than zero?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because I don't think either guy's thrown anybody out this year.
I don't even care if these guys hit or not. I just want to see if they can throw somebody out.
You
so
know what?
That's the one area the Mets could absorb injuries.
Here's what's unfortunate. I think it was 2 days ago. Somebody called in and said, who do you trust more, Kevin Plawecki and Travis Darnot? And, you know, your answer was neither, which is a great answer.
Right. Well, I don't.
It's a great answer. My answer was probably Plawecki because I've seen enough of Darnot. We've seen him for years.
Yes, years.
We haven't seen enough of Kevin Plawecki fail.
But there's nothing I've seen to get me excited about him.
Last month didn't excite you last year?
No.
How about March this year?
No? Not March.
I
know you are.
Sort of fun, but also I was, in all seriousness, I was looking forward to this guy getting an opportunity. And then we would know once and for all, can this guy play in the major leagues?
Right.
Well, the jury is still out because he's not going to play in the major leagues for a while. And here's the thing about Jose Lobaton and Tomas Nito, who are clearly going
to
be the two catchers.
That's it. At this point, right.
I don't know who the starter is. Probably Lobaton because he has experience.
Probably.
But the Mets now have to look for something. Because I thought living with Plawecki for a couple of months until we got closer to the deadline, like we talked about yesterday, would have been fine. I don't know. I understand that 10-1. I get it. And I understand those two guys haven't been great. I get that too. But I don't know if those two guys are real Major League Baseball players.
Well, that's my point. I mean, if there's one area, you know, you said to me, look, the Mets are going to have, there's going to be a position that the Mets are going to get destroyed with injuries. I would say, okay. Can I pick the position? It would be catcher.
Now you're right.
I mean, so like I said, maybe these guys are going to be better.
Here's the problem.
We're not talking about Gary Carter and Jerry Grody here.
You're right about that. You're not wrong. But if you look at what Lobaton did in the major leagues with the Nationals and the Rays, he's worse. He's actually worse than Travis Darnot.
Defensively?
I didn't watch him every day defensively. His caught stealing numbers aren't good. I mean, it's not like I'm looking down and I see a good number. I don't know defensively, but as a hitter, he was awful. He was never good.
Okay.
I'll give you some of his numbers if you can.
Go ahead.
Last year with the Nats in 51 games, he hit .170 with 4 home runs and 11 RBIs. The year before in 2016 in 39 games, he hit .232 with 3 home runs. The year before that with the Nationals, .199 with 3 home runs. The year before that, .234 with 2 home runs. He's a career .218 hitter. He stinks.
Yeah. Again, I'm more concerned about defense. They don't need that position to hit. They got a lot of guys that can hit. I'm not worried about that.
Completely fair. Completely fair. And I think there's a lot more to defense than throwing guys out. But throwing guys out, he's bad there too.
Yeah, well.
So, now I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it forces them to make a move for a catcher finally.
I think it may.
Maybe it does.
I think it may have to. Now, a couple of things. The Mets haven't officially announced the severity of Travis Darnot. They haven't said he's having Tommy John surgery.
Right, but they did say it didn't sound good.
I completely agree, but it isn't happening yet.
Right.
So we don't know.
Okay.
Plawecki, broken hand, left hand, what does that mean? How long do you miss? I have no idea. I mean, is that something that knocks him out for 3 months? For 2 months? I don't know the answer. So the Mets hopefully will add some clarity on this, and I do think the Mets have to answer with how the other day the MRI came clean.
Why are we surprised by this?
Because it's new. It's different, Joe. It's supposed to be different.
I don't know. How bad is the break? And when you say broken hand, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it Is it a small bone in his hand? I mean, I'm a doctor. What the hell do I know?
All we know so far, and give Puma credit from the Post because he's the first one to have it, is that according to industry sources, Kevin Plawecki sustained a broken left hand.
Okay.
That's all we know. And we also know that the x-rays on the hand were negative when they first gave the x-rays the other day. And again, maybe the x-rays didn't tell the whole story. I don't know. Maybe that's possible.
I don't know. Who knows?
Because you can get x-rays, then you want to go for an MRI. It adds more clarity to it. He didn't have the MRI. I guess it was just the x-rays. And what was weird is, I never showed this to you, but right after the game, somebody tweeted me a video they captured from TV after the Mets were going in the locker room. And in the video, you see Plawecki saying something to Glenn Sherlock. And Sherlock's response was, oh. So it looked bad.
Right.
And I remember even retweeting the video saying, all right, get ready for a lot of Jose Lobatone. Then the Mets say, okay, everything's fine. But the video made it seem like Plawecki knew something was bad.
I'm not surprised. I mean, when you get hit like that, it certainly didn't look good. That's for sure.
Oh, I completely
agree. Did not look good.
But at least for this foreseeable future, you are looking at Jose Lobatone, a career 218 hitter, and Thomas Nito, a kid who in AA last year, I think, hit about 230.
Mm. All right. Well.
Now, you mentioned defense is very, very important.
Yep.
We haven't seen these guys defensively to know enough about them. But we'll see. I mean, with Nito, he's 24 years old, so he's a kid. And he put Plawecki on?
Is he on a 10-day?
They haven't done anything. Remember, they haven't confirmed this even happened
yet. That's right.
This is all a report.
Right.
Last year, Thomas Nito in Binghamton hit 232, in case you're curious. And as far as throwing guys runners out last year, he threw out, let's see. Oh, wow. He threw out 45% of guys.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Play Nito tonight. No, you should play him.
Why? Well, what are the options?
No, I understand.
They may have to suit me up tonight. Right, well, I'm going to the game. I may have to go down
there.
That'd be
interesting. Left-handed catcher.
Hey, why not?
There you go.
Give it a try.
Why not?
I'll throw out the same amount of runners as Plawecki. You don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.